This episode is sponsored by Jassim, Agaholic, Freak, a.k.a. Fee Gaming, who says,
Eric is my favorite. Hope to see y'all at the meetup.
H.S. Thompson, who says,
we can't stop here. This is backcountry.
And Spike 4995, who says,
if you really read these, give Spike 4995 mod powers.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 18, recorded on January 30th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Another excellent little Minecraft show for you called The Shaft.
It's not little, it's huge.
It's awesome.
It's big.
Like The Shaft.
And just to add to the awesomeness, we're going to throw in a guest here who goes by the name of Bitburner.
What's up, guys?
Whee!
Glad to be on the show. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited to have you.
Yes.
This is the first time I've heard your voice.
Ever?
Good.
Ever.
And it's lovely, isn't it?
It's not the first time I've heard your voice, unfortunately.
He said unfortunately.
Okay.
Which means, you know,
he doesn't want to hear.
No, I like your voice. No, I didn't mean that. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's all right.
So you are you do LPing, Let's Play series and things like that. You play with all of us, and you're everywhere pretty much. And the big thing is you do Minecraft.com.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned that a couple times on the show, and just all-around cool dude, I guess, right?
Thanks, yeah.
And your series is Bits Blocks.
Yeah.
Okay. How many episodes of those do you have so far?
We have 3, and I keep trying to render the 4th one, and Adobe Premiere keeps crashing on me, so I think I have to rebuild the project. Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's never fun.
And who's your co-stars on that?
That's Junibug and Tiniest Bit. Junibug's my 10-year-old daughter, and Tiniest Bit is my 6-year-old daughter.
That's cool. And they're really hyper, it seems like. You guys are very, you know, very talkative, and it just seems exciting. I love them.
I take it back. I have heard your voice before. I watched one of your episodes.
Oh, okay.
Where you were abandoning your children in the bottom of a mine.
No, she got stranded out away from home. She walked too far away from home, and I told her not to.
That's right, and you totally just left her there.
I wasn't going to go out and get her.
This is a valuable life lesson. Don't leave the house.
It's hard lessons in life. When we play survival, we don't play like warping, F3 coordinates, nothing. It's pretty hardcore.
Ah, that's cool.
So play creative, you know, we might like give blocks or something like that. But when we play survival, it's hardcore.
Yeah.
Baddies are out. That's why Tiniest Bit hardly leaves the house.
Yeah. Do you guys play all the time, or and you just record occasionally, or are you recording every time you guys play?
No, yeah. I recorded for about 4 sessions, and I have so much footage, it's unbelievable.
Oh.
And some of it's good, better than others. You know, the stuff at the beginning was really good, and as the houses start to fill out, they're it's really getting cool. So, but I have some other things in store that I want to do. Like I want to do some interviews with my 6-year-old because she's just got a little beautiful mind, and I just want to interview her. Like, what is her favorite things about Minecraft, and what are her favorite things to do, and just kind of get inside of her mind a little bit, and kind of let you guys see that. It's really fascinates me. Because the need to see a 6-year-old kind of grasp this whole thing, and she's doing a crazy tremendous job. My 10-year-old, she's just a social bug, so I don't really worry about her too much. But the 6-year-old, it's amazing what she's built and how she plays in there. It's pretty neat.
That's so awesome. I can't wait for my kids to play games with me. Right now they're on the V-Smile. They're not going very far right now.
I used to just play shooter games, you know, by myself, and really couldn't play with them, and that was kind of selfish of me, but, well, I did try to get Junibug to play, and then her mom found out and said, no, she can't play this.
And she's I showed my son Uncharted 2, we were playing Uncharted 2, and I was like, oh, it's shooting bad guys on the train, you know, and I thought he would love it, and he did, and then he wanted to watch it all the time, but then, like, he started talking about shooting and killing bad guys, and so then I couldn't show it to him anymore.
Yeah.
He's old.
A 10-year-old, you know, she's okay. But now, but Minecraft, you know, has changed everything. We play it all together. We've never had a game, you know, except Toontown. I'm going to confess, I played the Toontown online.
There's wrong with Toontown.
There's no shame there.
No, you can get so far in.
I remember
Brent
that.
And I both played Toontown.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Take that music for so long.
I'd throw in a pie at you.
You guys,
well, that's a great game. If I'm going to go, but this takes a cake. Takes a cake. I couldn't ask for anything more better. I spent so much time with my daughters and talked to them about Minecraft, and we have a blast. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Speaking of awesome, ready for this? Yeah, baby.
Our journeys.
There you go, Brent.
I thought I'd do that for you this time.
Excellent.
That was an awesome Eric impression.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
So what you been up to, Bit Burner?
What have I been up to? Oh, man. I've been actually pretty busy. Well, even though I've been trying to edit in the meantime. You know, Minecraft WB's always got it going on. So I've been hanging out there a lot. So I have been building a music machine on there.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool. I got some compact inverters, which I found some videos, and they're posted on Minecraft, which are pretty cool, that shows how to make these compact inverters, which will make your music boxes fire off in like 4-4 time. Now, on a online server, it's not 4-4 time, but on a single player, you know, you can get them to go about 4-4 time. And so I've been experimenting with those, and I got it to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on there. So, and I made it my /home address, so when somebody does a /home after I invite them, they land on the pressure plate and it plays the song for them. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice. That's a neat idea. I did see that.
There's a video up, so we should put that in the
notes. Live when you're streaming this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. I've been going in there and stuff and showing it off. I still need to do some work on it, but there's this other thing right next to me, which I'll talk about later, which is just amazing, by Welsh Pixie, and I'll go into that one later on the sightings. But I also have been on the EGN PvP server before they reset the map, because they reset the map. But I had this huge forest ring of trees that was like up on a mountain, and I had this ring of trees around me that I did insta grow from Wuv21's video on how to grow trees instantly. And I made kind of a little fortress there. And man, I found so much loot so quick on that server. And I was like, yes, I'm armed to the teeth. I had diamond armor, diamond sword, diamond pick, diamond everything, and was ready to go. I was like, come mess with me. No, I didn't have diamond armor. Sorry, I had iron ore armor. But I was ready for any PvP action. And actually, everybody's house was burned down around there, except those ones that you guys were building. people came in and totally just was like ravaged everything. I guess I don't know if they're fooled by the trees over by my fort or whatever, but nobody came over to mine.
Well, that's sad that the EGN server started over.
Yeah, I was kind of mad. I was like, what? All my diamonds and stuff? I had a hidden chest.
See, I thought at first maybe they were just, they moved the spawn. Because, you know, when you spawned in, you're like in the desert, you're looking around, like, I don't see any of the stuff. There's no
but I didn't have my stuff when I got in. I would have had all my stuff.
Right, if they just moved
the spawn. So, yeah, and I had a lot of stuff. I keep a lot of stuff on me when I log out, so I'm sure to have it. I only put, you know, backup stuff in a hidden chest somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I usually keep all my major building materials, like iron and diamond and stuff, on me, if possible.
In your pockets.
I do have a good hiding secret, though. I don't want to give too much away, but you make, you use smooth stone so it doesn't look like you dig there, but you make one room that goes into a room with a box that has some stuff in it that's not so good that you can part with that kind of looks good, and then you have a secret compartment off there that actually has your loot in. So when they get into the secret compartment, they go, oh, I found a secret compartment, and they think they found everything, and then you actually got this, you know, second compartment that has a real big loot
in. Where do you put the second one, though?
Off that one.
Or like behind a wall.
In another location. Yeah. So when they go into there, they think, oh, I found this, you know. And you make it kind of a big room so they don't want to start digging everywhere.
Well, you know what I was doing? I guess I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. my secret was you put a chest down, you know, kind of at a hidden location. Put some stuff in it, just like you said, to make it like, you know, you can part with it. It's okay. It's cobblestone and stuff.
Right.
Then underneath it, directly underneath it, you put all your diamonds and all your good stuff, redstone, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that way you actually have to destroy the top one to get to the good stuff. So it's a little more work for you, but guaranteed no one's ever found this stuff. And now that I say it, it's out there. But still, yeah. It's a, you know. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Anybody like that?
Junibug puts them under brick blocks.
Under
so brick. They look like part of the floor, you know, like a, I don't know. Like a gangster or something, pulls up part of the floor.
I just always, whenever I come into a server, I just use my PIN number, which is 3759. And then I just go that many steps north and that many steps east and then south and then west. And that's where I always put my chest. So I always know.
That's good and simple.
I was also, Wolf21 had a live stream event on Friday. And that was pretty awesome. There's a bunch of people on there. I was at work and I was like trying to make it there and made it there just after the spleefing event, but was able to build something and have a lot of fun. Minecraft Chick was there and a bunch of people were there, so I was stoked on that. And then one more thing I discovered this week was my single player game, Barbecue Island. And if you've been watching my stream every once in a while, you've probably seen it. And I got on Justin TV, there's actually a little clip it's about an hour long of when I first discovered it and stuff. But basically, I discovered that mobs are kind of drawn to fire. And if you put at ground level some of that netherrack, you know, netherstone, and light the top of it on fire, they're kind of drawn to it and they catch on fire and they die. And so this whole island, I just went over there to burn the island down just because I wanted to get the trees off there so I can build something there. And the mobs were kind of like drawn to the fire and kept catching themselves on fire. And I was lighting them on fire and I was getting tons of loot. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. I'm going to put some of that netherrack in the ground. I got all these netherrack around and put a few torches down. And man, that thing just, I've got crate after crate after crate, and it's just full of these bacon, you know, just tons of bacon.
That thing is hilarious too.
Leather. I mean, oh man, I'm just going around lighting them on fire. It's so fun.
Yeah,
my new mob grinder.
So barbecue. Except it's island an entire lesson. Island.
So you like to burn bits?
I love to burn bits. Nice. That's what actually that means actually too. Burner actually means burning bits, like in a game, blow you up, burning your bits.
Oh. How did you get the name Minecraft, by the way? Just wondering.
Oh, that's a good one. Actually, me and Junibug were kind of doing a brainstorm because we knew we wanted to do a site because we were looking up so much stuff, and we do sites anyway and stuff. So we're like, hey, we need a site that has like all this on one page so we don't have to keep going to all these different sites. And we were going over names and stuff, and that came up in the list. There's a lot of names that came up in the list. And we just kept coming back and laughing at that one, and we just thought it was funny. And I started thinking about it. I actually thought overnight, and I thought, wow, that's actually a good, you know, name. It stuck in my head, and it would be me taking it from the bad guys, actually, and using it for good, you know, because now Minecraft is associated with a good thing for Minecraft. And there was when you actually did that search in Google, there's actually all this bad stuff because that name used to be, you know, kind of associated with, you know, Minecraft is crap or something. Well, now I've kind of changed that and hopefully turned that buzz around into something good.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a little bit of my goal there, too. And also, it just sticks in your head, you know.
Yeah, crap can be good sometimes. You know, it's like you got a bunch of cool crap about Minecraft.
Yeah.
You know? Cool.
Yeah.
You know, Minecraft crap.
Yeah. And so it's easy to remember, so.
Yeah.
That.
Excellent. Cool. Was that...
Those are my journeys.
Your journeys.
Oh, I did have an alarm system on EGN, but, you know, that was... It's just a pressure plate. When you walk over it, it plays a two-tone bing bong.
Bing bong.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That's from those compact inverters. You can make quick doorbells. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Bing bong.
Well, bing bong. I played a little this week with everybody on, let's see, was it Wolf's server when he was doing the spleef game?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you do it right before me.
Yeah.
Right out there.
Yeah, it was really fun. Let's see, Paul Swords Jr. was there and Sons and Minecraft Chick, Lucklin and Miss Lucklin. And Wolf21, a lot of people there. And it was really cool because he would, you know, it was the proper way of playing spleef. I don't know if we've really ever talked about spleef, but basically it's like you have a platform, everybody's standing on the platform in kind of an arena style, and then you destroy blocks until people until you're the last man standing. So you're making people fall through a hole. And so it was the floor is made out of ice, so it made it real hard to see because you're seeing through it. So it's transparent. And you just have to constantly look down at your feet and making sure you're stepping where you should be stepping, but also at the same time, you know, trying to screw somebody up. For some reason, I think I was trying to push people, and I don't know if there was some sort of special mod or something where if you're in the arena, you can't push people because I'd just walk right through them. You know, because the strategy there is just, you know, make some holes and push somebody in the hole. But anyway, that didn't work, and man, I just kept dying. But the cool thing about that is he had cuboid or something, bucket, I don't know, but he would reset the floor every time. So it was like, you're done with the game, boom, one button, new floor, new game, and he'd count down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, everybody jumps on the ice, and it's just chaos.
And Wolf's saying he uses World Edit to do that.
World
Edit.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Okay. Very cool. So that was a ton of fun. That was really cool. And he was streaming all that stuff, too. And let's see, I had some little bad news. I had a computer crash this week, and yeah, it was a blue screen, booting into a blue screen every time. So it was just my system drive, because I know better to put stuff that I want to keep on the system drive. So when that blew up, I went ahead and, you know, I formatted it, put, you know, pulling stuff I needed off of it or whatnot. But anyway, everything's back to normal. Everything's cool, except I realized I lost all of my single-player worlds during that crash because Minecraft stores all of the saves and everything on your system drive instead of the directory that it's installed in, which is actually the proper way to develop a Windows program because you're supposed to use their user directories and stuff. But in this case, it's not good.
Failure.
It also means that you can't run Minecraft Portable style on a USB stick because if you do, all your saves are on the computer. They're in there, you know.
Hey.
So, yeah,
I back up mine with like an offsite backup.
Hey, I should have done that, man. I should have just drag and drop stuff onto Dropbox or something. But anyway, so included with all the stuff I lost was awesome stuff I was working on in the Nether that I wanted to make a video of and show people.
Oh, man.
Now I don't want to rebuild it, so I might as well just tell you what it was.
I'll give you my boring single-player world.
I mean, it was just like building up. That was the world that I had the sequencer on and for the Minecraft raid.
Snap.
And I had a cool... I had a really impressive... portal hub.
You lost the Minecraft raid on purpose, didn't you?
The what?
You lost the Minecraft raid on purpose, so you didn't have to share that with people.
Yeah, people can't ask me anymore. Hey, give me that save. Sorry, man, it's trashed. One of the cool things I lost was in the Nether, I had this hub of portals, different portals that you go through. And the rave portal had a rainbow road that you follow, and you go through the portal, and you know that you're going to the rave. So each portal had a theme to it so that you know where you're going instead of a sign that just says, you know, whatever. So I was working on my Star Wars world, and it's a giant, I mean, huge Darth Vader head. And you know how his mouth is, you know, a triangle or whatever, and it's segmented, you know, with vertical lines? Well, right in the center is a portal. So you walk through Darth Vader's mouth to get... to the Star Wars world, and so when you come up on the head, you hit a pressure plate that plays dun 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 da dun dun da dun. I mean, it was really cool, but it's lost, and I don't want to redo it. I'd rather just think That's of awesome. New ideas. So, so that was kind of sad. Let's see, what else did I do? I had fun with Wes playing in the Shaftlands, and
yep.
You seem to be a really good gardener. Actually, go ahead with your week. I'll just
I spent most of the week trying to the Shaftlands after we opened the alternate map, since we don't have Bucket yet. There was the central island that Brent and Jake built, right?
Jacob?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Jacob helped me.
And the guys. And there was this central island. And they had locked it up pretty good, but the creepers and things were getting in, and the area around spawn was really just crater laden and deadly. And then we were having some issues with people spawning into the canal that went around.
Yeah, because people would spawn and a creeper would, of course, run to them and blow up. So the actual spawn was just horrible. So we started fixing that.
So so the first thing I did was we made the spawn room kind of nice.
Yeah.
So that you actually spawn into someplace reasonably safe. Mm-hmm. And then I went around and I tried to make sure that the island was nice and tight and secure, and there were torches everywhere, and it was well lit, and everything was good. And then, like, I went out into the wilderness during the daytime, and I would find the places with fires, and I would put them out, and I tried to make it look much less like a Mad Max movie and much more like a Minecraft map, you know, and like, for instance, just outside of one of the doors, you know, there was stone and craters. And so I went and filled all the craters in with stone and put dirt on top of them and, you know, tried really hard just to, and I got to tell you, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does.
Just cleaning it up and making it look not devastated, because I think that when a lot of people logged on, it was just like when I was on the Chaos server.
Oh yeah.
I would go over and everything was so destroyed, it had this extra vibe of, you know, like violence, you know? And I didn't really feel like, so I spent a lot of time working on that and cleaning that up, and then while I was doing this, my house is on the other side of this mountain, right? And and going back and forth, sometimes it would switch to nighttime, and I would be like, I don't want to be out. So I found this old wooden platform that somebody had let die and nobody had fixed for about a week. and I built some ways to get onto it and put cactuses all around it and some torches up there. And all the people who were working out in that area, whenever it got dark, would come over and we'd all hang out on the platform until it was daytime, you know, and we would listen to all the creepers and everything running into the cactuses and killing themselves. And I've got to tell you, I love cactus now. because if you can build a platform, you can actually defend yourself, you know, with cactuses all around, you know, the bottom.
Yeah.
And then I got all, like, inspired and decided to build this huge set of arches and underneath my platform and make a giant walkway towards spawn. And Burger75 was helping me, and some other people were helping me. And I built this like 12 wide road going down towards spawn. And originally I was just going to have it go up to the edge of the canal, and you would have to jump over and back, you know, just like you would to get on and off of the spawn island. And then I logged on, and Burger and them had like leveled everything around and filled it in with sand and made it and put torches everywhere. And there was nothing spawning over there anymore. So I just went ahead and connected it to the thing. But I don't know. Mostly that's what I've been doing. I've been, you know, like, for instance, your pig farm got blown up by a creeper.
Dude, that thing gets blown up and griefed like every 5 minutes.
So the pig farm got blown up, and when it blew up, it exposed this huge cobblestone chamber underneath the ground.
Yeah, I kind of covered that up.
So, well, that's just it. I did it too. I went and I went down underground, and I like dug under the pig farm, put a whole new layer of stone underneath the dirt so that if a creeper hit it again, it wouldn't open up, you know. But I mean, that's kind of what I did, is I went behind the scenes and shored everything up, you know. Like, I made sure everything had stone under it if possible, and you know, and then like very I made nice. A tree farm up in the air, and creepers were falling down. Did you know this, that
cool.
animals will that creeps will spawn on top of trees?
I learned that this week, yes.
So we had the safe spawn island, but it was dark on top of the trees on the floating tree farm, so the mobs would spawn up there and then fall off and explode in the middle of spawn.
Yeah.
And so I went up and put a bunch of light stone up there to try to light it up and all. Anyway, so that's what I did. I did a lot of prettying up. And I got to tell you, the Shaftlands looks a lot different now. People are starting to build outwards. It's starting to be well lit. So, you know.
Remember the big castle that we found?
Yeah.
Cactor.
Lol Cactor.
Yeah.
Built a huge, huge castle and involved all these people in it.
Yeah, nice courtyard and all these different little rooms and stuff. And
yeah.
That was pretty neat. I hadn't seen really a castle in a long time in Minecraft. I know when it was new, new players always would build castles. That'd be like the first thing they'd do.
But his castle isn't like the standard square one either, though. He's got like...
He built it on a mountain, so it's like partially a mountain
built into it.
Yeah, and the towers are round instead of square, and it's just like, it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with that castle. Yeah. That is really amazing.
And I started building a little city, like a little, I was thinking of Tortuga from Conan, the MMO. And, you know, they have a really cool port city where it's just a bunch of buildings all along a riverside. So so I'm trying to make, like, this Middle Eastern-looking, not Egyptian or anything, but just, you know.
I kind of want to fill that whole mountainside up with a maze of little buildings.
I know, yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Alleyways and all this stuff. And all the buildings right now that I'm making are just empty. So it's like if somebody just wants to, you know, make a little shop or, you know, I don't know, just fill it out. I don't care. Whatever you want to do it for the interiors.
Yeah. Dan, by the way, I know you just said that you live under Cactar's castle. I'm sorry. Some creepers randomly spawned in there and I blew up your stairs and had to rebuild them. So, yeah. And then the other thing I did was I logged on to Minecraft Workbench's server. Mm-hmm. And previously I had found a place out in the middle of nowhere, and I told you I was trying to build my, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, perfect into the mountainside kind of thing, right? And I was off in the middle of nowhere. Well, I'd been working on the Shaftland so much, I was like, I should go and work on that some more. So I go back, and some guy had built this huge, like, castle structure and had walled in my entire hill. Like, the whole peninsula I was in was walled in, and he was building these beautiful towers, starting to work around it. And I was like, I feel bad. I, you know, this is my spot. You can't have the middle here, you know. Yeah. And so, but like the admins there will cuboid your stuff. But I feel bad. There's somebody out there who's building something really cool, and he chose to build it around my stuff. Oh. And he can't build where I build. He just can't. So anyway,
he's gonna get to a spot and be like, "What?
Wait, yeah,
I'm halfway done."
You know, I'm willing to talk to him, but I, you know, it's one of these things where, like, I picked this hill for a reason, and he's building these towers, and I'm like, I don't want you to kill my view. I don't want you to do that. I picked this hill for a reason. Anyway, so.
Well, speaking of building up around Shaftlands, I'll go ahead and move on in here. I started building, like, in a chamber, because I had built this tower out of, like, glass, and it was way, well, not way off from spawn, but no one was over in this area yet. And I was trying to protect stuff, so I'd built, like, all these dispensers with arrows that shot through lava. So as soon as they jump up the last rung and onto the platform, they would land on the plate, which would trigger... how many did I have? I had 12. Because you can connect 3 to 1 red dust line.
Right.
And so I had them all around. So as soon as you jumped up, it would shoot 12 fire arrows at you. I thought, well, maybe that'll be enough. You know, it wouldn't kill me when I did it, but I was hoping maybe, you know, someone... A lot of people run around with a heart or two, you know, or half hearts or something.
It might just finish maybe them off. Yeah.
So I went back there, and it was just grief. Just everything was broken. Aww. All my stuff was taken. And I was just like, well... You know, shame on me trying to build something and store it anywhere besides my own personal item box. Yeah. So I started, you know, cheating because I'm an admin on the server and building an adminium chamber. So I have this huge house built out of adminium, and I'm trying to, like, make this pathway to it out of adminium. But there's, you know, there's always a weak spot because you got to get in and out, and I don't have... I can teleport out, but I can't teleport in. So it's like...
Snake steel doors.
Yeah, well, they can still take them down, right? All they need is just to hammer them down, and they're gone.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could lock that. I guess I'll lock them.
So I've basically been building, like, this long path out of adminium and trying to obfuscate it by putting holes in it, because all it needs to be is just enough that you can't get a, you know, a too tall... person through. So I'll put the kind of, as long as I know the path and I can get in, but it was just so tedious. I was just like, well, screw this, it takes me half an hour just to get into the chamber, so it's pointless. So I started building a city instead, and it's the compound 2. There's some towers. I built a tower
2.
Yeah,
this is actually kind of a funny story.
So I built this tower, and I made it really generic and real easy. It's just, you know, it's 10 blocks up. It's 10 by 10. And then the top, it, you know, has some whatchamacallits around the edge,
fences,
crenellations.
Crenellations, and then an 8-tower top in the middle that's a little bit smaller. It's like a 4x4 with some crenellations.
Wait, what is a crenellation?
It's the like little where it goes in and up, so like arrow shooters can peek
it's
between.
It's the little
and shoot.
Stone juts,
like that, all the castles you kind of imagine have those bit. Around the top, right?
I didn't know there was a word for that.
Yeah, it's called crenellation.
Cool. And I made it easy because my idea was that I wanted people to just copy it and take it and build them all over the Shaftlands. So we have these towers everywhere, and it's like, oh, these are the Shaftlands, you know.
That's neat.
And so I built one, and then I came back, and I was like, well, I'm going to start building them because I'm building them in the water around spawn. You know, they're about 10, 15 squares from actually the island in the water. And I built one more. And then some guys came in and started helping me. Ice Cold 995, Ikigara, Grow the 406, and Jaden B. And we just erected three more, like, in no time flat. Like, 20 minutes later, there's now, like, 6 towers out there, right?
Oh, nice.
Then one actually on the spawn. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys is like, hey, Brent, come look at this. There's a sign in the first tower.
Well, now, let me explain what happened, okay? Because this is kind of my fault. I didn't know who had built it. And keep in mind, I put in a lot. I mean, I probably put in a good 20 hours this week working on spawn.
Whoa.
Okay? And so I had, the day before, we had finally gotten just around to where you could live if you left spawn, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I walked around the corner onto the beach, and somebody had built kind of a little cobblestone thing, and we turned it into a like a pretty lighthouse. It went way up in the air and had, so you could get up. I wanted to get up on it and look out over spawn and see, you know, and it was a great view and all this kind of stuff. And also I had worked really hard to make sure that there was no way that mobs could get into spawn from any way other than the two locking doors. And so I log on, and someone had built this sand castle in front of the thing I had just built the day before.
Sandstone.
Mm-hmm. And had built a bridge that had no elevation to it from the tower into spawn, so that if a mob came through the water, all they had to do was jump on there and they could walk right into spawn.
Ah.
And I was like, damn it. And so I broke down and I left a sign. It said, there's a reason we don't build bridges into spawn. Could you please move this? Because I didn't know it was Brent, you know? So
then I left a sign that said, well, I've kind of built 5 more towers before I saw this sign. So they're gonna stay, I'd say. So, but anyway, we went a step farther with the towers, and after everybody got done building, I made sky bridges between each tower. So now all the towers are bridged, and the only way to get up to the top is taking ladders up. So I thought this would be a nice safe haven. And then I took off the ledge of one of the towers and went just... actually, almost to the island where I built the Adminium tower thing at. And anyway, and off of that, I'm building built a platform that had a bunch of 7x7 spots on it. And so now people are welcome to build like their own little up to 10 high houses on there. And there may be none left now. There was only 2 left this morning or last night when I looked. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a platform underneath and a platform on top. So then there'll be 3 layers and then build some more like that. But we had a problem with mobs getting in because we planted trees up there and we could not figure out because we have it lit up, you know. And so we figured out that, they must be spawning on the trees and dropping down. Because it was crazy thinking you're safe. And then all of a sudden you turn around and a creeper's just walking towards you.
It's raining creepers.
No joke.
Oh, man.
And the other thing is, this was very frustrating. After I got the beautiful walkway built down into spawn and, you know, it's like huge and well lit and, you know, it's just this causeway, right? And then this guy just logged on, right? And I'm kind of idling out, you know, because I idle a lot. And so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm idling and I'm looking at a website, and I look over and I see a creeper on my screen, like about 6 blocks away from me, and he's stuck on the edge of something trying to get around one of my torch stands that I made. And so I'm like, ah, and I come back to the screen, and I usually will hit T to go into talk mode before I, you know, And so I'm like, gotta get out of talk mode. I'm gonna switch. And then, you know, by that time he had gotten free and was chasing after this guy who had just logged onto the server. Well, the guy starts to run out, and then he turns around and runs back in with the creeper hot on his tail.
Oh, great.
And I was like, what are you doing? And then, of course, you know,
he gets...
He's like kiting him in there.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you... don't drag mobs into spawn. So anyway.
Good. Hey, Bitburner, have you been on the Shaftlands? I've been on our server?
Yes, a couple times. And when I, well, the first time I ever went there, this is going to sound totally dorky, I fell in this big old long hole. And there was no ladder or no nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know quite how I did it. It was right off the walkway or something. And then, like, every time I spawned, I was in this hole. I'm like, somebody, please get me out. Like, I had no tools.
Sounds like you were spawning in the trench, in the canal between the things.
No, it was just this. Somebody dug straight down. Somebody had since filled it. And then after they filled it and I logged on, I was above ground.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. So I've gone and explored and gotten totally lost in there, but I have not built yet. But the stuff in there is amazing. I really like the welcome center and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, now that's the main Shaftlands. We've actually got another one now that we're using until Bucket gets set up, and we've got mobs turned on, and it's deadly and a completely different experience.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to come in there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's come in there.
Yeah,
get me a grinder going.
Cool. So that was our journey.
Wow, that was a long journey.
That was a long journey.
We're probably gonna have to shorten some other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it.
Excavation station.
Sweet. All right. This week on Excavation Station comes some proposals of new features. All right, so I'll do mine. This is something that came up this week. Obviously, I wasn't really inspired to think of new things because of what had happened, you know, with the computer crash and everything. But I'm thinking that a new feature of the game should be a rework of the file structure and stuff like that. Like, you know, the world saves and things like that should be in the same directory. It would be cool. It would save me that trouble, and it would allow people to run the game off of an external drive too. So yeah, it's not very exciting, but
I'm excited over here.
Are you excited? So yeah, that's mine. Cool, huh?
Yeah, that's great,
Mr. Wes.
I'll go next
with your awesome ones.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go over some old ideas again because I think they're important enough to bring back up.
Okay.
First off, we talked earlier about trains. Important.
Boop, boop.
I want trains. I want transit of some kind.
Yeah, and this is when you're talking about
build
like
Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah, like a it's a small world after all, and have everybody
like
ride,
a ride
the ride.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, the other thing is, you know, even if you just build, like, if you could build a lazy river, you know what I mean? Like, even something that, you know, and a bigger boat that more people could get in. You know, I just want some transit. The second thing is, I want to go back to my idea of some kind of pourable material. Like, I would like, I mean, I know,
like sponge,
well, no,
concrete,
like concrete, you know. Oh. I want to have a block that I can, as an admin, I mean, it might even be a mod only tool or something like that, but something that you can lay down that'll fill holes, you know, because I have going around filling in the creeper holes. It took hours and hours and hours. And there should be a way to do that that's a little more, you know, functional.
So I there are, you know, like World Edit and things like that where we can use tools to do that. But I wonder if there is a need for in-game kind of some map management in-game.
Yeah.
Like built for admins and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, even if, let's say you put down lava, okay. And I don't, you know, cobblestone's ugly, you know? Why don't you let me, let the lava cool. Give me something to cool the lava and make it into solid stone.
Yeah.
Like water?
Water will make cobblestone.
Yeah.
Oh, you want something
to be cool if it can, you could make different kind of faced bricks with different combinations of, you know, cobblestone. Come out with different designs on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cobblestone's just ugly.
Well, you know,
And it's fragile. It's not that strong.
You could have something like a mandatory texture pack or something. Like, you know, like the exclusive Shaftlands texture pack.
Ooh.
If you don't have that texture pack, then, hey, it'll probably look ugly, but we've already told you, put the pack on before you come to the server. Then you can make cobblestone pretty.
That's true. Or, something would be cool is if you could push texture packs on your server.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, server side.
They're talking about that. I think Notch talked about that.
You know, like, and that way that's you could make some really unique environments. Like, if you wanted to make a, you know, heavy Cthulhu dark kind of environment, you could have everything with like little glowy runes on it and stuff, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Or you spawn in and you're Mario and they force you to wear the Mario avatar and it's the Mario the pack and you're actually on the like beginning first level, like it's all blocked out, so you got to run to the
adventure
modes.
It's me, Mario.
Awesome. Or you could log in and you would be Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Or if you could log in and be a duck.
Oh, yeah.
How about a witch?
Or a or a monkey. Or a cow. Yeah.
What about a pirate?
All right. I love getting off the track.
It had to be the longest one on here, too, right? It could have been like the short R. Had to be the song, the whole song, playing it, shaking his butt in my face. That's just what we needed to liven up the entertainment. Please stop. Thank you.
Wow. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to toss mine over to Bitburner and Junibug.
Bitty. All right.
All right. Well, of course, you know, mine's going to be the crap block. Poop crap, block.
Yeah.
But I think something really good I found out there, I think there's a mod that can do stuff like this. It would be cool to, you know, that the mobs have droppings. You have to collect them, unfortunately, and then mix them with seeds, or like mix them with a pumpkin, or mix them with an apple, and that will give you the seeds for that kind of thing. I thought that would be a good
one. That's cool.
And I want this. This is probably my number one is flags. I want an uploadable flag that I can be my basically a flag that I can post near my base or something, and we can share faction flags. So like everybody can have a flag that has, you know, a certain logo on it, and they're part of like a faction. So when you play on like a PvP server, you can like claim an area with a flag that you have flying up real high.
And I think that's very doable with that kind of a spray type function.
Like a skin thing you upload, just like your regular skin.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be some sort of moderation with it, but I think if you keep it these little tiny pixels that you can't do much with, that you could probably get some really cool, distinguishable flags, you know, like the capes, basically.
Yeah, I like that, and it's not a foreign concept either. A lot of MMOs have they call them standards, or they call them like war banners or whatever. And you just clunk, pop them down like you're on the moon. You know, like here's my flag.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's
like
cool.
Some other guys called in, just Robert J had flag waypoints would be cool. Like you could incorporate that with your flags. You know, you set your little flag; it's a waypoint.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty. Oh man, yeah, I want that.
All right, now Junibug has a list, so I'm gonna pass the audio over to Junibug. She has a few,
cool.
And they're pretty good. So
awesome!
Hang tight. Here she comes.
Hi.
Junibug.
Hi. I had a couple ideas too.
Cool.
So one of them was pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread.
Oh, that's an awesome idea because we already have pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're so rare.
Yeah, so, like, then, like, you could have, like, you know how you make mushroom soup and you have, like, the three things all down a row? Well, maybe you could have, like, you could, like, be able to take a hoe and, hit, right-click it to pumpkin and get pumpkin seeds and put the pumpkin seeds with the bread, and then it would make pumpkin bread.
Nice.
That'd be really cool.
It would be delicious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the next one is backpacks. Maybe, like, if you run out of room in your inventory, you could have a backpack that if you die, though, it everything in your backpack will stay in your backpack.
Ah, yes. Like, yeah, I like that a lot.
That'd be nice. And it reminded me of the Quake days when you died and dropped a backpack.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you dropped your whole backpack? That'd be bad.
No, I think she's saying that you have something you can keep.
Right, right. So, oh.
So when you die, you come back, you have your backpack, right? Oh. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, like, you know,
your important stuff in
six
there.
Slots that you don't lose when you die?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one was golden bread. Because there's a golden apple, and I think there has to be golden bread.
Golden bread, okay. Are you going to open up, like, a bakery and sell all your bread? Because that would be cool. Yeah?
I would fill my backpack with it.
With golden bread?
Mm-hmm. And then my next one was, I thought it would be cool because people were talking about, you know, like, flying mobs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was thinking maybe if you could make, like, a hang glider, like, it could, like, be made at, you could, like, have feathers, and then in all of the spaces, you would have feathers, and that would make one wing, and then you'd have to do it again and make one wing, and then iron ore to make it, make the part you hang on to. But if they had flying mobs, then you could have your sword and fly around and get them.
Yes.
Yeah.
The power of flight.
We've talked about hang gliders before. That's not the first time that's come up. That's actually a good, I think gliding flight travel is worthy. Powered flight travel might be a little
too much.
But gliding, I think, should be something you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I thought it would be cool if, like, during Christmas time or something, it would be cool if, like, he made, like Christmas lights or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, like with that with redstone and stuff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does for all the holidays that are coming up because, you know, he gives us capes and he's slowly kind of giving us some Christmassy stuff or Halloween, you know.
All he's got to do is he's just got to make redstone torches have more than one color.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Them apple breads.
Nice.
Golden apple breads.
Yeah. And then I had one more thing, which was kind of cool, but I don't know. If you know how, like, you have armor and, like, it's a shirt, or when people say, like, it's a shirt, and I'm like, no, it's armor. But it would be cool, like, since we have the dyes now, it would be cool if you could dye your clothes different colors. Like, the armor different colors or something.
Oh, like, the armor. Oh, perfect. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Need to change those.
Armor skins need to happen. I mean, I think probably you could leave an edge of the material it's made of. Like, maybe the sleeves on the armor have to stay the same and the cuffs on the pants. Mm-hmm. And maybe you couldn't dye the brim of the helmet.
Yeah.
Just so that, you know what it's made of for PvP servers, but you should be able to skin them.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, those are awesome ideas.
And Minecraft Chick could have a pink set of armor.
I know, yeah. Minecraft Chick is awesome.
You watch Minecraft Chick a lot?
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Well, good. Well, thank you for your recommendations. Those are good ones.
Yeah, we liked them. Very good.
I say, here's my dad back.
Alrighty. Those are good. Awesome. Lots of breads to choose from. Always a good idea.
Ooh. Thandor 2020 from the chat room wants colored glass.
Oh, nice.
Think about that. If you could
stained glass?
Yes, you could put dye onto glass and have stained glass.
Oh, yeah.
I like that a lot.
That's cool.
I do, too. I haven't heard that ever suggested.
I haven't either.
You know, a thing about that hang gliding thing is I just saw the other day, yesterday, someone put or made a hang gliding mod. And they have a YouTube video of it, and
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I mean, it's the metal hangs down, and you're actually able to control it a little bit, like a boat, I think. You
guys are all going to make someone mad because I don't know. I thought we had talked about colored glass on the show like multiple times.
Really?
And I've seen it so many times. Mailed
oh, really?
In, that I cut it out every time because I'm like, we've talked about that. We've talked about that. And now y'all are like, oh, that's the coolest idea. No one's ever sent that in. And like, there's like a dozen people out there, you know, shaking their fist. I sent that in like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're all screaming at their iPods.
I'm sure we want to hear from everybody, especially AJFan77. Let it rip. I gave you all kind of time to get ready for.
Oh, was that my big intro?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Let's see what they have to say.
Hey there, Shafters. I have two ideas for excavation station. One of which is different falling damage depending on what you land on, such as landing on grass would do a little bit less damage than landing on concrete, or, well, not concrete, but rocks or whatever. And landing in, say, tree leaves, for example, would slow down your fall, the leaves would break, and you would take way less damage than normal, maybe a half a heart or whatever. Second idea would be, I'm sure this one's been suggested, local voice chat on the multiplayer where, you know, your sound comes out of your character, essentially, from wherever you are in the world. I don't know, kind of like Second Life does their voice chat, I think. That's it. Love the show. Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Yeah, the localized chat, I think, is important, especially on the PvP servers. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't talk to anybody really, you know, without message commands, and you can't talk to more than one person without, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be great, like, add that and then add in, like, where you have, like we've talked about before, having the sound system or like, the you can have, like, megaphones or something in-game. So you're talking in-game, and only those people can hear you around you or whatever, unless you're talking to, like, this broadcast system. And then it goes out to, like, anybody who has a speaker connected to that broadcast
system.
That's
cool.
You know, things like that.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I always feel like I want to play Minecraft and be social, and then when I get there, it's like, oh, wait, being social is a big headache because it's like text chat, and it's hard to, you know. So it's like, I really want it to be a more social thing. It should be, right?
Yeah.
A sandbox game should be.
And much better
communication.
It's
not a sandbox game.
I mean, in a game where people are having to deal with each other because of building issues, there needs to be a better way of communication.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we had just an incident the other day where someone, you know, sent me a PM on our message board saying, hey, this guy's built, right over my stuff, and I really need to talk to them, and you know, I put a sign, and they just took the sign down and won't talk to me. And then I log in later, like a day later, and they're both on, and he's sitting there going, hey, so-and-so, I see you, talk to me, and the guy won't respond. And so finally I'm like, hey, so-and-so, talk to him, or we're going to make a decision without you. And then all of a sudden he starts talking to the guy, right? And so then they're talking and working out the stuff, but with all this chat going by, it's just so cumbersome.
Yeah.
And maybe channels or something.
Yeah.
Make your own channel.
Yeah.
And definitely a way to, like, I end up having to resize my window just to get the chat a decent size. Like, if you're not careful, you end up with this huge chat that takes up half your screen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd like to see some more in-game message, like, where I can, like, mail.
Emotes.
Mail or something.
Yeah.
So I can leave you something.
Oh, message emails.
Yeah. Good ones.
So the next
video wants that too. He's big into the mail.
Yeah.
So we are running pretty long today, and we had it looks like we have tons of calls.
Yeah.
Do we want to put in just a few calls?
Sure. Let's do like four calls, and then call it.
Okay.
Call it. You like that?
I mean, serious. There's 15 calls here.
I know. Okay. Here's one right here.
Hey guys. My idea for excavation station is basically bounce blocks. I know I was reading on forums there was a jump block, and that really didn't work too well because you'd have to hit space and you fly really high in the air, but I just want like a block that when you fall on it, it kind of bounces you, and maybe you wouldn't take fall damage when you did it, so then you'd survive after jumping off a cliff. I don't know. Might be nice. Also, for that, creeper bounce houses would be nice. Like, maybe there's a creeper dungeon, and creeper bounce houses, huh? And Also, my other idea is a metal detector. So, like, it would take a lot of resources to make. So then you could just go around and it would sense, like, underground some of the ores, like steel and stuff. And then you have to use those to make it again, so you'd only make, like, I don't know, it would take, like, 3 to make it, and you could probably find 4 before it gave up, so you'd make, like, 1 steel, but you could keep making them with that, I don't know. Just an idea. All right, thanks.
Well, I feel like the bounce thing could work if they just had sponge blocks occur naturally, right? If they could, if you could make sponge...
Yeah, we could have BFGs and rocket launchers, too.
Yeah, might as well.
I definitely love the metal detector idea. That's an incredible idea.
Yeah, it was definitely Brent's a month ago or something like that.
Was it? Did I say that?
Oh, no, surely not. Surely not. I think Brent.
I'll have to go back and listen.
Well, I think Brent specifically mentioned colored glass. I think that was his idea.
Colored glass.
That's what I tell them. I look for the best ideas in the emails, and then I erase the emails and put them under me.
Yeah.
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 Always the best way to do it.
That's where poop bobs came from.
That's right. Brent's fault on that one.
He said, that's a great idea.
Here is another call, and this is really cool. Check it out.
Hey, Chef. This is Rafe. I was having a glass of wine, and it struck me. Minecraft needs meteors. You'd have these meteors fly towards the Earth. Maybe you'd be notified by this by a whistling or a roar or something. They'd hit the ground, create craters, and you could go and get these meteorites dug up and perhaps get some rare ore out of it. I don't know. It would definitely make your base less safe, which I think is a big problem with survival single player. Anyway, bye.
I just got to chime in here about stuff, because we were playing WoW the other night, and this has to be put in the game eventually, because there was this quest where goblins had made these fake sharks that you jump in and swim around with laser, you know, freaking laser beams shooting out of their eyes, and I didn't want to leave. Like, none of us wanted to leave. We just wanted to swim around and shoot stuff with lasers, and so, Notch, you've got to put in some way for us to, like, ride sharks with lasers on their heads, because I'm telling you, it will sell like hotcakes. I don't know why the meteors made me think of that, but it did. I love meteors.
Yeah, meteors is cool. Okay, it's another natural disaster thing, like a tsunami or something. You know, obviously it's more of a griefing. You know, you got to repair it, but you know, it's part of the fun. But if it's real rare, then inside the crater that it creates is some really rare stuff, rare artifacts, rare ore. You know, stuff that you just can't get on the planet, obviously, because it came from outer space.
Well, and how cool would it be, like, in your world, right? You see the sun, but then, like, at night, you all suddenly see this something that's, like, a small sun, but it's in the sky.
And maybe it builds up for a while.
Weeks and weeks, gets bigger and bigger, and then you can start seeing it during the day, and you're like, it's coming. Like, where is it going to hit?
Then
and so you're, like, freaking out the whole time about it, and then all suddenly, one day, it hits and makes a big old crater.
And everybody wants to go on a journey, on a quest, to go see if they can find
and
the
then
crater.
You finally get there, and inside, it's a bunch of saddles.
Saddles. Yay!
That works, right?
Saddles from space.
That is so true.
Yeah, that's not a letdown or anything.
Saddles from space.
In 2-string.
That's cool. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, we have another call here, and it goes a little something like this.
Hit it!
Hey, guys. I just want to say I love the show. I've been listening to the Shack for... well, at least 9 episodes. I know you guys are on episode probably 17 by now. So, that's the end of the show, and I have an idea for an excavation station. I'm thinking of something like a grandfather clock. You know, you got the watch now that you carry on your person, but you can't stick it anywhere, and it takes up room in your inventory. So I'm thinking... maybe you put it, you open up a crafting grid and put a clock at the top, and then like two blocks of wood underneath of it. Makes a placeable block that acts like a wall clock, only grandfather style. I don't know. I was just thinking about it. Well, thanks. Bye.
I feel like it was fewer than 8 episodes ago that we talked about that.
When was Satori on the episode? Because that was hers.
Really?
Last episode.
I like when he says grandfather style. I want a clock, not just a clock, grandfather style.
We should call out
existing clock onto wood blocks, you know, or something.
Yeah. And maybe some laser beams.
Yeah. Maybe you could mount clocks to cows.
See, laser beams is to Minecraft as bacon is to Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Laser would be cool, you know, just kind of like how you make rails for the minecarts, but in the middle just put redstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A line of redstone, and it'd be like, drops a little laser gun or something. Laser miner.
And then, like, while you're working on something, I could take my laser beam and, like, put the little dot on and be like, who is that? Why are they bothering me?
Hey, don't evaporate me.
Like on your forehead.
Okay, so this next one we got here is something we haven't heard before, so I'm really excited. This is about gold teeth. Hit it, Eric.
Hi, this is Anthony Mondragon, and I want to drop an idea to Excavation Station. I'd like the ability to have a grill, and it would require two furnaces, and it basically uses two types of fuel, which would be either wood or coal, because that's how you grill. And I guess another pro for it would be you can cook multiple meats or fish or whatever. I don't know. It'd just be a good idea. I love the show. Keep up with the good work, and bye-bye.
So, is it a grill?
A grill.
Grill.
Like
so you cook food in.
Like an icy grill? Like T-Pain or something?
Yeah.
Are we talking about
cooking? Why are you putting meat in your teeth?
You always put meat in your teeth,
in
right?
In your grill.
Yeah.
No?
I like it. A little Tupac.
Put one on Barbecue Island.
Yeah. And yes, that is where we're going with this show. Just in case anybody was confused.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I like the grill idea. I usually don't grill up a lot of food in game, though. I'm usually like, you know, if I pick up meat, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
I like the cakes.
Eric loves picking up meat and eating it.
Yeah, if I find some meat up on the floor, you know.
I'm on a grill.
Sorry. I'm saying sorry pizza. For you.
Yeah.
And we have many, many, yes. many more. Yeah. And we will get to those next week.
Yeah.
But for now.
Or the week after.
We will do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
In the news this week, Notch's mother turned 60.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mrs. Notch. No, that's not cool, is it?
No. You gotta dance sexier for her. Come on.
Happy birthday. I gotta watch. Yeah. We got news here.
Also
to talk about.
In the news.
I always think there's gonna be some little kid in like one of those hats with the newspaper thing coming through the door with the news from Minecraft when I hear that song.
Oh, yeah. What does he say? What does he yell out loud?
Extra, extra,
extra, extra. Okay. Anyway, so also Game Developer Conference is this in a week or two. It's a couple weeks away. February 28th is when the Game Developer Conference starts in San Francisco, and Notch will be there. And he's apparently already away. He's on vacation, and so he'll be in the States for a little while. So I'm thinking about getting in the car and driving down to California. What do you think? A little stocking.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. So if you see him there, that's cool.
We could tag him and then re-release him to the wild.
Yeah. You know what? This is cool. How about if somebody goes to the GDC and if you can get some audio bits or any video or something like that, send it our way if you're not already going to do something with it. If you're just, you know, just recording it.
I will offer this up. Swag bag, which will be like pics and coasters and maybe even a shirt, a video. If you can get Notch to record, hi, I'm Mark Pearson and you're listening to The Shaft.
That would be sweet. Yes. We'll send you something. That's great.
Either that or, hi, I'm Mike Person, and I love to get the shaft.
Yes.
The shaft.
Yes.
Won't be too much to ask.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's maybe. Cool.
Well, you get two videos if you do that.
Yeah. That's okay. Cool.
Just throwing it out there.
Not much else going on.
How about I'm big on the shaft?
Nice.
The shaft is so big. What does it mean?
Wow, that's a great segue for
I know.
This.
And you didn't really have to talk about the segue. You could have just taken it and run with it.
You know, speaking of segues.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's so intense.
All right.
Speaking of segues, I'm going to laugh about that one for a while.
Uh-oh, Bitburner's breaking up. It's like a bad cell phone call.
Breaking up.
We've got a breakup. Breaker 3.
There we go.
It gets better now.
Yeah.
He's got a loose Mikey mic.
Yeah, if I touch it.
It goes haywire.
It only hurts when you touch it.
Okay. We got some sightings here.
Sightings.
The first one is a new series by Paul Soares Jr. called Man vs. Minecraft. The tagline here is one... Oh, hold on a second.
One man alone must survive in Minecraft for 14 days.
Yeah. And it's a cool series. You definitely have to check it out. He sets his own rules, and he's there without a camera crew. In fact, he brings along three cameras, one on his head, one that somehow can float in front of him, and then one that can like float behind him somehow when he hits F5 and F1. And he can only eat twice a day, one in the morning, one at night. Anyway, it's really cool. It's fascinating. And he talks the whole way through. And if you've seen a Paul Soares Jr. Before, he's... there goes your mic.
Sorry.
And,
it's getting warm in here.
He's, it's very entertaining. I definitely... You should.
And that's Bitburner's new series, Man versus Mike. Come on, get the jacket, intense music going.
No, yeah. How about Man versus Wife? She keeps turning the heater up on me and tries to kill me about every night. It's like it starts getting a little warm.
That's that.
Fierce.
You have a sweet sighting, Bitburner?
I do. I have a couple of sweet sightings. One I wanted to mention was
Can you hit your mic again?
Mic again?
There you go. Now it's clear.
All right. So one of my most watched videos on Minecraft is this one called Code Warriors Laboratory Preview. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Yes.
So this guy has spawners, different room of spawners to spawn different kinds of mobs. And then he can throw switches and go this minecart machine goes and picks them up. And then he chooses what death for them, like death by lava or death by this or that. And it made it into a stumble upon or something. And that video's got like 30,000 hits through my site. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like a. I'm trying to think. It's like the beginning of a like Frankenstein or something.
Yeah, it's totally creepy.
You know.
Now, do y'all think this is legit, or do you think this guy's faking it, doing a little rave action?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, not trying to tear down someone's work because it looks amazing and I love it, but I'm.
Well, you know, a good clue.
That's crazy. They're going across in carts.
If you ask the guy for the save, he says that his computer crashed and he can't retrieve the file.
Doesn't actually say that.
No, he does, so it's very awkward. No, I'm just kidding.
If you watch it, it looks like, I mean, it's carts moving with the guys into the stuff he does. So it looks legit. I mean,
yeah,
it's really cool.
It looks to me like legit. Just figure out how to, I mean, if you push a cart next to a mob, he'll go in the cart. So he's figured out how to, and you can stack carts like that and everything.
Yeah. It's weird.
So another one was, the Minecraft Sensory Overlord by Evil Muska video on YouTube. That was awesome. It's like, he's got this where different parts of the terrain is being generated and it's kind of like lag for a second, but you can see it just generate and it's kind of beautiful. He's edited it really cool. That I really liked.
I'm watching it right now. It's a lot of sweeping shots.
Yeah, and then it starts getting, it's got some really cool music. I forget what the music, it's some group, and it's cut to all just the instrumental stuff. It's really cool.
Very cool.
And then probably the coolest sighting I have seen in a while is on the Minecraft WB server, and it's by Welsh Pixie, and it's Tintern Abbey. It's a huge, huge castle that's in Wales, and that she's rebuilding. And I mean, this thing is huge, and I have a link there.
Yeah, if you go to the Minecraft WB, like, they've got an interactive map on their site. It's really cool. You can like see where people are. Like, you go onto a web page, and it's got an overland map with dots, and you can like click on somebody's name from the user list on the side, and it'll go to where they're located.
Oh,
and
you that's can crazy.
The cathedral is huge.
So
yeah,
I think
it's huge.
I've seen this. I guess I saw you when you're streaming this. You're walking around in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we're like, but she didn't even see where my house was, and she had locked some blocks. And I come into my house, I'm like, oh no, my blocks are locked, and then they quickly unlocked them for me. That was really nice.
Oh,
but
good.
I was surprised at how quickly it got up. It's just impressive to look at. It's just ornamental and everything. It's really cool.
Huh. Very nice. Very nice.
I kind of went down a rat hole here, some kind of hole with Code Warriors videos. He also has another one with the Super Collider, the Minecart Super Collider.
What?
It's crazy. There's just
cars going different.
Cars
that was pretty crazy.
Wow. Cool. All right.
I guess I should copy and paste them to the show notes now for you.
Yeah. And we will link to those. Also, there's been a strange thing. People have been asking where are all the links in the show notes. If you're watching the YouTube video, it should just say show notes, links from the show, and show notes are here. There's a link to the show notes in the description of the video if you're lost.
And otherwise, just go to theshaftpodcast.com.
Yeah, and you can always look at the bottom of the YouTube links. There's lots of resources down there.
Resources.
Hey, I love segues. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say that word, am I?
Resources.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's a good one. The first one here is the a new plugin, mod, Farmcraft, and it actually has poop blocks in
no
it.
That's
way!
What I was talking about.
Yeah. Poop blocks.
It's awesome.
And they're Dairy Queen style.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Gross.
You can get them in Upper Deckers or Lower Deckers.
Yikes. Yes. Also, there's another one here from Upfront Grunt. He gave us an email and says, I notice you guys seem to have an affinity for poop blocks. So so I went ahead and so I went ahead and created them for you. You put one dirt in the crafting area and get four poop blocks. Included is a zip file with all three classes that are needed, and also a texture pack with the poop block texture. So this is an actual mod called Poop Blocks version 0.1.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And I haven't installed this yet because, you know, my computer problems,
it pooped out on you?
Yes. So I'll check out Poop Blocks version 0.1 this week and have a lot of fun with that. I guess. I don't know what I'll do with it.
You're going to have fun with poop.
Let's see.
Okay, now, this next one is just a video, and it's a demonstration of how to, I guess, take advantage of a glitch in the game. I don't even know if we want to give these out, but we will. So basically what you do is you go underwater, and you plant a column too high of dirt, and then you put a ladder or a sign on both pieces of the dirt on the same side, and then you move as close as you can inside the air bubble without passing through into the water. There's kind of an air bubble around now where the ladder or the sign is. And then you can hit F5 and everything will show up underwater clearly, like you were above ground.
Why not just use Mind View or something that shows where all the resources are, and then by that time.
So you can also use Mind View, which is another great idea.
Huh, weird.
If you're going to cheat.
Yeah, go all out.
Go full board.
And that was from a dark noob 1971.
So underwater, if you plant a ladder, it automatically makes an air bubble.
If you,
yeah, because it takes up the whole block space as air and that ladder. So you can make hidden little places underwater where you can breathe.
That might be a cool little thing to do.
Wow.
It's just getting worse and worse.
Going off the rails on a crazy train.
Do-do-do.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad.
You know, we can always go back to...
No. We'll get the song again. You know we will. We'll get the song again.
All right, I got a good resource for you guys.
Okay, cool.
This is something you guys have actually mentioned and asked for, and you guys didn't know it existed, but I don't think. It's the Minecraft Structure Planner. You can actually plan your structure out and see it in 3D and see it in different views, and it'll tell you how many blocks it's going to take and all that kind of stuff, and it'll help you build domes and spheres and that sort of thing. It's pretty cool.
Oh, funky. So that's the what is it called officially?
The Minecraft Structure Planner. And it's a Java app by Lanky Brit. And I found that on Reddit in the Minecraft community area there.
Very cool.
And okay, we'll be sure to put that in the show notes.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
You know,
what's the pirate?
I had a question for a resource. It's kind of weird, but just real quick. Okay, I sometimes I want to know who's playing and who's playing where, you know, because I'm like, you know, I haven't played with Wolf21 in a while, or I haven't played with Nvidia, and I wonder if they're on right now, but I don't know what server they're on, and I'm just in the dark. Is there a resource out there that'll allow us to maybe all log in to something and say that, okay, we're playing Minecraft on this server? I can go to the list and go, who do I want to play with today? Who's playing? I mean, I understand we need that in the game.
Maybe it's just something as simple as a friends list that whenever you log on to a server, you know, puts up a little flag.
Yeah. So it could be built into the game, because I don't want to have to check in.
Just follow me on Twitter, at Brent Copeland, and I'll just tweet every time someone's on a server.
Yeah, and that's the show, folks.
Yeah! Steam, you know, when you add, so hopefully if he ever gets into Steam, that'll happen. But you can add Minecraft to Steam right now as a outside game, and you'll get all the Steam chat and overlays inside of Minecraft right now.
Yeah,
so you can kind of do that with Steam.
I haven't been loading very well though from Steam lately into Minecraft.
Yeah, I stopped using it, started lagging, but I think that, you know, that's a possibility. There is a server browser that's on Minecraft in the server stuff section, but it'll, like, you know, there's actually a list, and you can actually make favorites from there. So like Eric, you know, uses a little text file. You don't have to use a text file. You can actually use a little program. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool too. Yeah, I guess the trick is whatever resource we use to coordinate our gameplay, everyone will have to use it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm the only
one. That's the thing. Becoming a standard. Something that to become a standard.
Right.
Hear that, Notch? A standard.
Yeah.
Maybe we should put that in the Shaft podcast app. No.
There you go.
Yeah.
It just tracks you guys in GPS so everybody knows where you are at any given time.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's on Chaos at coordinates 623, 428, -12.
Exactly. Oh, God. I didn't mean in real life.
Yeah.
I meant in the game, of course.
Let's see. More stuff?
Do we have more stuff?
It looks like we got
there's
a lot
here.
Stuff.
There's a ton of stuff in there.
I was skipping over.
Should we call it?
Let's call it. Let's move on to. Do we have a bumper?
We do.
We do, but he's putting horizontal brakes in. So.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm all crazy and stuff.
You want to talk about this bumper before you play it?
So this is a bumper. It's about the segment Listener Contributions, and we thought it was cute that since it's Listener Contributions, which is from you, the listener, that we would have a bumper that was from you, the listener, as well. And this one this week is a bumper from Salacious01 _1, and it is a bumper for the segment Listener Contributions, and here it is.
That was beautiful, Brent.
Here we see a shaft lander in his native heaven.
Listen to contributions.
Why is it lagging?
You know, I kicked two people yesterday for saying it was lagging.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah, and then the map messed up, and I was like, ah.
Mm, sadness.
But he also cussed afterwards.
Ooh, that's bad. So we have a call here, and it's excitement. Ready? Show
this
your
is
excitement.
A call from a listener.
Yeah.
Who's contributing.
And it goes, gosh!
And it goes like this.
Hi, Shaft. Shaft. Anyway, I had to ask you guys two things. The first one is that, like, are y'all ever going to do, like, a video podcast? I know you guys do the YouTube video on your blog for the Shaft on Blogspot. Yeah. Anyways, but, like, I meant, like, a real, like, video podcast where y'all do something, like, go to Minecraft Con or, yeah, I think that's what it's called, right? Yeah. Or something like that. Well, I was just curious, but if y'all are ever going to do that. And my second question is, I was on the Minecraft forums, and I saw this one thread about Herobrine, and that's like the, you know, the scary Minecraft guy with his eyes are all whited out and stuff. And about that, it was started by this user named Copeland, and I was just wondering if that was Brent Copeland, you know, from the Shaft. Who's with you? And stuff. Anyway, that's it. I was just curious about some stuff, and yeah.
Did you do that, Brent?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Herobrine?
Brent, did you shoot JFK?
Herobrine is real. I don't know what people are talking about.
So Herobrine is a legend, right?
He came by the studio last week. We all, that light was turned on when we got here, and it was Herobrine did it.
Legend has it. Notch's brother.
Herobrine.
Who is dead.
He griefed my house.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, he built a tower, too, with the bridge to your...
Jerk.
Yeah.
So is that his, like, Notch's dead brother haunts everyone in the game?
No, he's even said that he doesn't have a dead brother.
Well,
he
in
doesn't
the lore,
have a brother.
This is legend.
Legend has it.
You know.
Yeah, but the legend's false if he didn't have a brother. Like, that's kind of the first problem with the legend is, well, he didn't have a brother.
Maybe he's fulfilling a prophecy.
Maybe Notch is just lying to us.
And he really does have a dead brother that's trapped in Minecraft and he's haunting us?
Yeah, what a fun thing to
that's
put
great,
in the game,
isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. What was that?
If I was him, though, now I would put something there just to mess with people. I would probably search out the internet, the people propagating the lie, and only put it in their copy, though. So they really started flipping out and, like, posting videos, and, like they would go insane. And then he'd be like, yeah, y'all aren't going to mess with my game again.
Yeah.
Maybe you could. Maybe next Halloween he can have, he can set up haunted servers. Ooh. And, like, if you set your server for haunted, like, periodically when people die, the like code for what you were doing right before you died gets saved, and so periodically you'll be walking across the land and you'll just see a death scene that happened like maybe 4 or 5 days ago with somebody else.
Wow, that's weird.
Ooh, spooky.
Wow.
Ghost blocks. Ooh. So if they made ghost blocks, would there be ghosts?
Nice, Wes.
Thanks.
Awesome.
I like Halloween.
All right. Who wants to do this one?
Ping Pong 1109, he says, love the show, keep it up. And who said the show was only going to make it to 10 episodes? Who was that?
Nobody said 10.
No one said 10?
No.
I think you said 10.
Did I?
You might have cut it real short.
I think I said if it made it to 25, I'd be amazed.
So, Eric Q, episode 1, now. Oh, you don't have it. Sorry.
It's me, Mario. by the way, the first guy, he asked for a video podcast.
Yeah.
But we have plans to do a special, perhaps, you know, video thing. I mean, right now, of course, we're on YouTube, so you can watch exactly what we're talking about and stuff right now. But But we may do some special things, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
We're just kind of talking about it.
So do people want it on iTunes, like a vidcast there, so they can download it on their iPod? Like, should we be... Should we be downloading the episode from, or just uploading it there as a separate feed? Or it seems like it would kind of, I don't know. It seems weird.
I mean, I haven't really heard any demand for it, but hey, you demand it, we'll give it.
Yeah.
Those are approval grants.
So, yeah. So.
Next.
This has Brent's name next to it. Should he read that?
Cool.
It says, exploration needs more love. Angst 01 says, sent in some ideas on making exploration easier, but I really wanted to concentrate more on his comments, which were, I have noticed something. I feel the scale of the world means that exploring vast tracts of land is awesome. Unfortunately, the reward for doing so is greatly diminished by returning home upon death.
End. the bold part is actually the only part read, I guess. Okay. But yeah, and I was just, I'm about to read what I wrote.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like exploring right now, you don't really get much benefit of it, right? You basically get screwed. That's pretty much you get lost or you die. And the best thing about it is maybe you see something cool, but then you die. And you want to go. Anyway, I kind of agree that maybe there needs to be something where you go exploring and you can find some cool stuff that is out there. I don't know what those are, but...
Yeah.
Maybe they're
something you can bring home.
Maybe there are randomly placed spawn blocks, and the last one you touch is where you come back when you die.
Creepy.
So if you explore, you might find another spawn block.
What happens if you now you're lost your home though? Like you went walking and.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming if you hit another spawn block, you don't want to go back home.
You make a compass thing.
Yeah. Then you That's can true. Leave cobblestone.
Gotta be prepared. Gotta be prepared, man, before you just go out.
You could also leave cobblestone on the way home and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Or you could.
Right. So, what would be some cool things that you could find from exploring that is different than, like, mining? You find cool blocks, right? Diamonds and iron and coal and stuff.
You usually go to find, like, the reeds. To find the reeds and cactus and things pumpkins. That you don't find maybe in the biome you're in.
You know, pumpkins. I guess that is like pumpkins and things like that. But I guess it seems like maybe there needs to be more of that stuff.
Well, those are all extracurricular because think, what do you really use them for? Paper to make a cake, you know, cactus to make green dye. These aren't things that you need to survive in your, in survival mode or anything.
Right. So maybe attaching some... things that would be useful to those items would make it more beneficial to explore.
Yeah, I think so. If it helped in your mining purposes, but how do you do that? Make it like I think the different kind of woods are cool. You know, maybe because for designing purposes, but you know, maybe if different kinds of wood kind of made a difference with some things. I don't know. Maybe different kind of tools with different kind of wood. You got a little extra. Use out of them or something.
Yeah, like birch burned longer or something.
Maybe you can find
something like that, yeah.
Maybe you can find old civilizations and there'll be tools laying on the ground.
I thought that was a good idea. Little civilizations that you can kind of go in and take over. Nothing real fancy, but just something cool.
Yeah, it's really the discovery that is the coolest thing, like the meteor thing. You know, discovering something that happened or something new and rare, just like that, you know, unearthing something like an entire city, you know. I don't know. This is so cool. I mean, that's one of the funnest things. It's like, you know, destroying one block and then all of a sudden it's a whole new room with lava, and especially like on a multiplayer server, if you find a secret, you know, that someone else has actually been there and you see torches, you're like, ooh, I just found, you know, you're like, you know, and you go in there and you're like, all right, where's this chest at, you know?
Oh, geez.
So that's cool.
Okay, so this next one is from Linus, and he says, I am from Sweden. And what was it for Swedish food that you talked about in the last episode? I do not even know what kind of food it is, and I live in Sweden, and I'm born in Sweden. Is it true that we make chocolates here in Sweden? And if we do make chocolate in Sweden, so I'm wondering where you buy Swedish chocolate. We do not eat fish and chips in Sweden, but we are making knives in Sweden. Love your show. Now, I would like to point out that my Swedish jokes were jokes.
I wasn't joking. I love Swedish fish.
And so, yeah. Like, when I was saying chips, Swedish though. Chocolates, I was joking around because I had joked around about Notch being Swedish, not Norwegian, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so I was saying he was Swedish, and then because I got that wrong and I was making a joke off that and getting it further wrong by replacing everything Swiss with Swedish.
Yes.
So it was a compound joke.
It might have been Spencer, too, including a bunch of stuff a while ago. Yeah.
So that's what it boils down to. That's why I mentioned the Swedish Army knife and the Swedish chocolate.
Yeah.
Did we mention fish and chips?
But before you get yelled at again, he is Swedish.
I thought he was Norwegian.
No, he's Swedish.
Is he?
We said he was Norwegian.
Okay, well, that's what it is. And then you said he was from Sweden, and then I started making Swiss jokes. That's what it was. That was the order of this thing that I did.
Well, my bed needs making, and the floors needs sweeping, vacuuming, and
you're not going to do any cleaning.
It's time for
a
maid to come up in here and
housekeeping, mint for pillow.
Are these Muppets now?
She's getting a little more.
It's Miss Piggy at the door.
Aggressive.
She's getting a little angry. We haven't been answering the door, and she's getting more mad.
Mint for pillow.
She's getting mad.
So we got a contest here. Oh, by the way, we'll give out another code this week. Watch our Twitter, the Shaft Podcast. We'll give away another code for Cool Shoes 2, which is an iPhone, iPad app for creating skins for all your skinning needs.
And we did have a question about the contest. We're still waiting on server stuff to get activated and how we want. But anyway, the question was, will we have to get all the blocks for the monuments in the new contest, or will they be provided? The answer is yes, you will have to dig and get all your blocks to build.
Get all your blocks.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, right? If some guy goes and makes some...
Can I import my model with MC Edit?
Of course. No. Yeah. And when we have the server up, we'll give a bunch more details about the contest. We just want you to be thinking about your ideas of statues or paintings or stff like that.
And monkeys.
And what we'll do is we'll have a sign up for people who want to be involved, and we'll basically cuboid or whatever we're using at that moment, realms, an area that will be just for you, and the I don't know, we're still deciding whether they'll be right next to each other where people will actually be able to see them or not while you're in the middle of it, but we do want the final products to all be next to each other, so it's kind of like a big art gallery or something.
Sandcastle show or something.
Yeah, so
gonna go see sandcastles.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it.
Or in a cave, in like little boats, you can like It's a Small World after all again and stuff.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I think it's
the boats go through.
Check. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Music blocks playing. No, don't make it play that song, because I got stuck on that ride for 4 hours one time and I can't stand it.
Oh, God. Sometimes they your own head.
Oh, well, God.
I
think we're done.
This is the best show in the world. Is that it? That's it for the show.
Yep.
Shout out to all the mods who helped out. That was really good, guys. Thanks.
Yes.
And a big shout out to Bitburner.
Thank you.
Minecraft.com.
For having me on.
Can you do a shout out to somebody on the show?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He can actually hear you,
Not really a shout out. It's a big thank you.
Yes.
And Junie Bug for some great ideas from Excavation Station. We appreciate all those.
Lots of good breads.
And for everybody that sent in stuff, including the incredible listener contribution bumper that we played earlier in the show, in the listener contribution section of the show.
Why is it lagging?
It was lagging? Contributed by a listener?
Yes.
The listener contribution bumper always is.
And real quick, let's acknowledge the chat room. We have lots of people in here. Let's see. You want to go down the list? You start at the bottom, Wes. I'll start at the top. And then, Brent, you start in the middle.
Okay.
And then
okay.
We got a boy named Sue, Dang. Agaholic, Alleluia,
Ustreamer 99678,
Astrogolly,
Ustreamer 99432,
Salto,
Ustreamer 33344, Ustreamer 67982, Ustreamer 45382, Ustreamer 67381,
Ustreamer 751.
Can we stop this?
Tripton 09,
this is Creamy Grandpa.
This isn't working.
Minecraft
chick.
Oish
Machinator.
I feel
B gaming.
McLee.
I feel worse.
Ninja 40.
Dada 4.
Rico Vig.
World 21. Yobo Libre.
Sidemen.
I don't feel good.
Fendor.
Uncle Godfather.
This is the lower the opposite of what I need right now.
Veerer. Zadra.
I'd like.
And Zealotin.
I'd like to stop.
Phosphorus.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get the mods, did we?
I was doing the mods, yeah.
Well, I only went through half the numbered Ustreamers.
Cool. So that's a lot of people.
Yes.
And thanks for joining us. You can check out this show every Sunday on the website. Deadworkers.com/live is where you find us. We're actually on Ustream. And when do we do the show?
And go watch the Blocky mix again on
YouTube,
yeah.
Yeah, and click the ads. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, but definitely go and watch the Minecraft Blocky, the In Search of Diamond Blocky mix again.
Yeah.
Right, and the rave one, since we're never going to see anything from that rave machine ever again.
Oh, it's sad, yeah.
Sorry, Eric.
Oh, the In Search of Diamonds, all of that stuff I did on my single player is gone, too. Dumbledore is gone forever.
It can't really be gone unless the mechanism of the drive
fails. No more Dumbledore.
Yeah. I'll have to get somebody who knows what they're doing to recover it.
I think Snape messed up your hard drive, sir.
It was Snape.
Okay,
and that's the end of the show.
Yeah, that was a good cut point.
Goodbye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, Dead Workers Party, this is Rawhead 15 calling in. I'm saying that your podcast is amazing. And Minecraft is amazing. Yeah.
Hey, this is Lee, 337studios.com, and Minecraft Stuck in My Head rap song. I can't get enough of The Shaft and all of its resources.
Dead Workers Party Network. You're in good hands with The Shaft.